Cuídate mucho, mijo.
Ángela Sánchez and her husband are having a video call with their son, Chucho. Chucho lives in the United States. The money he and his brothers send back home to Mexico in the form of remittances is what keeps Ángela and her husband afloat.
Pues aquí mis hijos,
My sons are in the United States and they send me money. If there's something needed in the town, like building a school, a church, or a community kitchen, they support that too. Everyone who's away supports those who are here.
In Santa Rosa, Caslahuaca, quietly nestled between the mountains of the Mexican state of Oaxaca, just about everyone has one or several relatives that have migrated to the United States. Al Jazeera met with the town's leaders and, with a show of hands, asked how many of them have at one time or another migrated north.
Very few people stay here. The majority, their children, husbands, and wives, live in the United States because of work. The truth is, there are no sources of employment in this community. Those who are here only plant crops when the rains come because there's no water for irrigation. It's a bit sad in this community, and this is why everyone leaves, finding other places to make money and satisfy their needs.
The mayor here tells us that migrating to the United States at a young age is practically a tradition in the town, and the remittances migrants send home represents a financial lifeline for the families they leave behind. Small towns like Santa Rosa, Cuaslahuaca have become dependent on money sent from migrants living in the U.S. But despite modest improvements in the lives of residents, poverty and a lack of economic opportunity continue to push more young people to migrate in order to send more money back to Mexico. Last year, remittances to Mexico reached a record high. Money sent home from migrants now represents close to 4% of the nation's GDP. Globally, only India and China rank higher than Mexico when it comes to remittances. Even Mexico's president has acknowledged the impact this money has had on families across the country.
This is what our fellow Mexican heroes bring to the table. It's meant a 27% increase in relation to 2020. In baseball terms, this is what brought us out of the hole.
While record remittances may sound like a lot, it's not money that generates jobs and new opportunities, meaning that an immense number of young people continue to migrate. Ángela Sánchez says being apart from three of her five children hasn't been easy, but she says it's also the way of life in her community.
It's our own community that sends that money to help the town. The truth is that it's the people that build the streets, the drainage, the drinking water. Yes, the president helps a little too, but the community helps more.
Experts say remittances to Mexico are expected to increase again in 2022, continuing to represent a driving engine of the nation's economy. Manuel Rápalo, Al Jazeera, Santa Rosa, Caslahuaca.